Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
With the arrival of April this week, we've stepped into a new fiscal year, and from this Saturday, the 6th, until the 15th, Fukuoka Prefecture will observe the National Spring Traffic Safety Campaign. This campaign spotlights four key areas. The first is ensuring roads are safe for children to navigate and promoting safe crossing methods. Second, reinforcing the importance of prioritizing pedestrians and encouraging considerate and yielding driving behaviors. Third, advocating for the use of helmets when riding bicycles or electric scooters and adherence to traffic rules. And finally, eradicating drunk driving. Throughout this period, various initiatives will be implemented across Fukuoka Prefecture, aiming to address these priorities. April does bring new first graders into our traffic society, yet their understanding of road dangers remains limited. Furthermore, children's field of vision is much narrower than adults might assume, and they're often not fully aware of their surroundings. So let's be vigilant of children's sudden movements and their potential to dart into the road. This time also introduces new students and professionals, and many will find themselves on unfamiliar routes to school or work. Mornings can be a rush, and reducing our time for caution, so in our haste, let's not neglect safety checks or forget the spirit of kindness and sharing the road. It's vital that adults set an example of traffic safety. Let's all once again remind ourselves of the traffic rules and elevate our commitment to traffic safety. With a little more time and patience in our hearts, let's ensure everyone's journey today is safe. So, safe travels.
Life in Fukuoka.
Is there anything worrying you as you settle into your new life here? Or maybe something you don't understand? Well, at the Fukuoka City Consultation Support Center for Foreign Residents, you can get information on things like residence procedure, employment, medical care, welfare, childbirth, child rearing, and children's education, as well as referrals to the appropriate consultation centers. To contact the Consultation Support Center, please call 0120-66-1799. Again, that number is 0120-66-1799. Phone calls will be taken between 9 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. on regular business days. The center is closed on weekends, holidays, and over the new year, and 21 languages are supported at that hotline. In addition, if there's anything you want to know about national health insurance, garbage or taxes, or procedures necessary for living in Fukuoka City, please call the Interpretation Center. You can also call the Interpretation Center for consultation by connecting to your local ward office. The telephone number is 092-753-6113. Again, that number is 092-753-6113. Phone calls will be taken between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on regular business days, and that center is also closed on weekends, holidays, and over the new year. 18 languages are supported at that number. Finally, if you're looking for help finding a medical institution, talking to a doctor at a hospital, or receiving medicine at a hospital or prescription pharmacy, the city provides a service called the Fukuoka City Medical Interpreting Call Center Service, which provides telephone interpretation to and from the call center. Requests for interpretation can be made by foreigners, as well as by hospitals and prescription pharmacies. The call center is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and supports 20 different languages. That telephone number is 092-733-5429. Again, that number is 092-733-5429. And that was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.